Today we're going to talk about something that is not spoken about often, yet many people are experiencing symptoms of headache. Their heads are starting to feel like they're heated. They're getting dizzy. There's memory loss. There's migraines. Some people actually get confused while they're driving and using these devices at the same time. Some of these devices consist of cell phones, microwaves, computers, television sets, also our cordless phones that we use in our homes. And we have someone with us today. This is a guest that many people thoroughly enjoyed and today still are emailing me asking me, where is the author of The Dawa of Sex, Health, and Longevity, that being Daniel Reed. Daniel Reed, how are you today?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Good. Daniel, today we're going to talk about something called EMF, electromagnetic frequency. Some people call it microwave radiation, and some people just call it radiation. Of course, there are natural forms of radiation, and there are man-made forms of radiation. Could you
invisible pollution?
Invisible pollution. Okay. Could you give us an example of the difference between man-made radiation and natural radiation?
Sure. Any organic living being, an animal, a human being, a plant, they all give off some sort of a natural bioelectric radiation. This has to do with the energy of life. It's a natural pulse that we live on. Every one of our cells has got in its own, like, it's like a little battery. And of course, the whole human energy system, which is sometimes referred to as an aura, also has its pulse, and gives off an irradiation. These are natural. The sun, the moon, the planets, they all have a certain frequency, and it's a sort of a harmonious, integrated frequency of the whole universe associated with life. Now, today, due to modern technology, we've created hundreds of thousands of artificial frequencies that are not natural and that are antagonistic to the living energies of animals and human beings. These frequencies are abnormal, they're artificial, they don't exist in nature. Just to give you an example, television broadcasting towers, radio, and now, even worse, microwaves, which is a particular frequency of the whole electromagnetic spectrum, which they've chosen to carry the signals for cordless telephones and cell phones. And so these frequencies interfere with ours. They override ours. And it kind of works like a jackhammer on a piece of concrete. It keeps hammering away until it finally breaks through, and what it's breaking through is your cell membranes and your own natural protective energy field, and then causes damage.
So, when you say causing damage, of course, from what I understand, we can also abuse natural forms of radiation, maybe by sunburning. Yet, what are the differences in terms of the effects on our bodies, natural versus man-made forms of radiation?
Well, I mean, for instance, sunburning and things like that, your skin will tell you you're burning. It'll change. It'll start to get sunburned, and you'll feel pain. These other things, you're not aware of the damage that's going on. But what's happening is it's interfering with the electrical signals between your cells, and it's particularly hazardous to the brain, which has a high electrical energy, and to the immune system, which also communicates with the brain and the glands. They all have a particular frequency, and signals between nerve cells, for example, are also electrically transmitted. So what these things do, for instance, microwaves, is they interfere with those signals. So you have problems, brain problems. You would have problems with your memory, concentration, sleeping, headaches. And with your immune system, of course, you have immune deficiency. You don't have a strong immune response. Now, there have been hundreds of tests done, particularly in Europe, to show that these frequencies, particularly microwaves, are dangerous to human beings.
No, I remember reading an article, and I cannot put my finger on that article now, that spoke about microwave radiation being used in one of the initial, well, in one of the war first, one of the wars in the 1900s. I think it may have been World War One or Two. I'm not specifically sure. And so,
well, I'll give you an example. Okay, I think it's more recent. Before we actually had these cell phones and microwave ovens, in Moscow during the Cold War, KGB was beaming microwaves into the U.S. Embassy from across the street, from the top of a building. And over time, several of the people working in the U.S. Embassy actually got cancer and had to be recalled. Others were having problems. A lot of people in the embassy were reporting confusion, difficulty concentrating, and it was all coming from this microwave beam. Now, that microwave beam was much weaker than what we use today in cell phones. It was even weaker than what you use in a microwave oven. So there's a good example that microwaves can be used as weapons. And in fact, there is such a thing as a microwave bomb that has been invented by our wonderful Pentagon. I don't know if it's ever been used, but what it does is it's dropped over an area of enemy troops, and it releases a huge wave, waves and waves of microwaves, and confuses the troops. They can't think straight, they can't aim their guns, and get headaches, stuff like that. So they can be used as weapons.
Okay.
Now look, here's another example. Since the cell phones have come out, insurance companies, especially in the United States, have noticed something like a 600% increase in automobile accidents. And that increase has all been among people who use cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, they like to say that, oh, that's just because picking up a cell phone is distracting you from the road. But that's nonsense. I mean, people have been driving cars for 50 years with a lot more distraction. You got kids in the car, dogs, you're trying to tune the radio, smoke a cigarette, eat a hamburger, and they don't have automobile accidents. Now, picking up a cell phone is a lot less distracting than any of those activities. What's happening is, when you're using a cell phone, it's suppressing your brain. So you can't concentrate on the road. And you might have momentary blackouts. You might not make a good decision at an intersection. And you have an accident. So that's quite an increase, 600%.
Right.
And that's only been since cell phones have been used. And it's been shown that all that increase is among people who use cell phones.
Now, let me ask you this, Dan. The cell phone industry has something called SAR, you know, specific absorption or absorbed radiation, and they all have levels that they consider safe. And I think it's like 1.6 watts per kilogram. Do you consider that safe, or do you know what they're safe?
You know what they what consider safe? The telecommunications industry, they only consider the thermal effect. The thermal effect is the effect like you have in a microwave oven. In other words, they're telling you, if your cell phone doesn't cook you, it's safe. And if that phone tower next to the school doesn't cook the children, it's safe. They're only using a thermal effect. But it's not the thermal effect that's dangerous. It's the frequency. It's the very, very high frequency, and it's a chaotic frequency. It's not harmonious. You know, bioelectric energy is a harmonious pulse. Now, these are very chaotic, high-frequency waves coming in and hammering away at your brain, hammering away at your thymus gland, hammering away at every tissue in your body. And it has a very disturbing effect on your vital functions. But they don't consider that as a factor. They're just considering the thermal effect. Now, that's amazing. By the way, in case you don't know it, you can cook a chicken with your cell phone.
Wow.
It takes maybe 3 or 4 days, but it's been done. It's been done here. I know some people who've done that test. And you stick the antenna side of the cell phone into the chick and leave it on standby. This isn't even when it's turned on. This is just on standby receive mode. And that half of the chicken that's exposed to the cell phone will get cooked. So even that effect is not good for you. But this SAR standard that the telecommunication industry sets for safety is only based on the thermal effect. And they deny that the frequencies themselves are dangerous, which is simply not true. I mean, there's been studies that have linked these wavelengths and these frequencies to cancer, to immune deficiency, to migraine headaches, and to attention deficit disorder in children. In fact, children are particularly vulnerable to this damage because their bodies are growing so fast that they have more electrical activity going, and their glands and hormones are very active. So these frequencies have a particularly destructive effect on children.
Now, Dan, we're speaking of, well, how about X-rays and things of that nature?
Well, yeah, X-rays. You know, if you have a medical X-ray, it's not good for you. But most people don't have X-rays more than once or twice a year. Now, when you're using a cell phone, people use them, you know, throughout the day. They have them, they wear them on their body on standby. They're broadcasting. They're communicating with the nearest phone tower when they're on standby. So you're getting constantly radiated with the microwaves, unlike an X-ray, which is an occasional thing. Wow. And another thing is, there are some people who think cell phones are dangerous, and they're right. So they don't use them. You know, but the way it is now, they've got so many out there that they've got so many phone towers that even if you don't use a cell phone, if there's a phone tower anyway within 500 meters of where you live or work, you're also getting radiated.
So, Dan, from what it sounds like, are you saying that cell phones are linked to cellular DNA damage?
Yes, they are. And those studies are all a matter of public domain. You won't get that information from, you know, a company that makes cell phones. You won't get it from most governments. But, you know, for instance, in Russia and Sweden, countries like that, they have very strict standards for where you can place a phone tower and how much microwave and electromagnetic radiation you can expose people to from broadcasting towers, and because they know the damage, and they take the studies seriously. But here in Australia and in America, Canada, and in England, they just deny it, and they cover up the studies that have been done. I mean, the studies are out there. You can find them on the internet. You can find them in books, where all these studies have been done on humans, on mice, on animals of all kinds of different studies. There's no question that it's dangerous.
Now, I remember reading an article where a scientist, where they actually, I think scientists used a rat, and they exposed the rat to cell phones or to the radiation emitting from the cell phones, and the DNA was definitely altered in an adverse way.
And yeah, well, they did a study here in Australia at a place, at a university, and yeah, they exposed a group of white mice to a cell phone just hanging over the cages on standby, again, not actually broadcasting a message, but just on standby, and then a control group. And the over a period of about 18 months, the mice that were exposed at a distance further than people use phones at, had double the incidence of B lymphoma cancer.
Wow.
So, which is basically a sort of a cancerous development in the tissue that's involved in about 85% of all cancers. There's been many things. There's been a link made to people who get kidney cancer and wear their cell phones on their belt and back. You know, a lot of people wear their cell phones on their belt and back. And there was a group of nurses at a particular hospital that noticed that, let's say, people who had cancer in the right kidney wore their cell phones on their belt and back on the right side. And if it was the left kidney, it was the one on the left side. There was a very high correlation between where you wore your cell phone and where the cancer developed.
You know, I've come across quite a few lawsuits lately against the cell phone industry or certain companies in the cell phone industry. Are you familiar with any, or have you heard of any lawsuits that are out?
Yeah, I know. I've heard a lot of about it, and the telecommunications companies are very concerned about it. That's why they, number one, they don't tell you about the dangers, and they try to get the government agencies who are responsible for protecting the public to set standards that allow them to use these frequencies. But, you know, like I said, if you look at the different countries, they're not all the same. And in Northern Europe and Russia, for example, they're very strict. And in America, Australia, these other countries, they're not strict. So it all has to do with the power of the telecommunications industry to influence the government.
Right. Now, how does this radiation play in reference to our home phones, like our portable home phones?
Well, basically, you know, the cordless phones that you have, which you have to plug into the wall, and then you can take them off the hook when there's no wire, they use the same frequencies.
Wow.
They're just as dangerous, really. In fact, some of those home phones, which you can take out in your garden, you know, and they've got an antenna that communicates with the base, are even more dangerous than cell phones. They use more powerful frequencies.
You know, that's true. I think the first generation cordless phones operated at about 60 megahertz, and then the next one were like 900 megahertz. But now the new, which is like 2.4 gigahertz, is almost like considered bottom of the line. And most of the, what they call good telephones, are really like 5.8
Yeah, they're very high frequency. You know, like the best thing I can use as an example or as an analogy is the jackhammer analogy, which it just keeps hammering away at you until it just breaks through, and it just does damage. It does damage to the membrane of the cell, which, you know, through the membrane, every cell has got a membrane around it that's very, very sensitive, and it lets the hormones in, and it lets nutrients in, and it lets toxins out, and it's a very delicate mechanism based on electrical potential and electromagnetic energy. Now, these other things come in, they come blasting in there, and they interfere with that so that the cells go haywire, basically. And when that's done often enough, there can be genetic damage. And then genetic damage to the nucleus, and then, of course, the cell can become cancerous. And that damage, by the way, can be passed down to the next generation.
Wow. And you said to the nucleus, okay.
Sure, because, I mean, what's in the cell? It gets through the cell membrane. This is, we're talking about an energy, okay? It just keeps going. Next thing, it hits the nucleus. It goes inside the nucleus, and then it's hitting the DNA strand.
Right.
Now, you can imagine what it does to DNA, and because DNA is a very, very finely tuned and delicate item, and it has a very, very different frequency and electrical potential than the cell phone.
You know, as a matter of fact, I have an article here, and I just quote maybe just two sentences out of this article, and it says 40% of the energy radiated from cell phones is absorbed by the head.
That's correct. That's because the brain is like an antenna. A human brain functions as an antenna because there is so much electrical activity there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it goes.
Wow. It also speaks of the DNA not being able to repair itself as a result of the radiation, which is a real problem, because we are already bombarded here with so many different things. So you say we're taking X-rays, we're eating microwave food, we're sitting in front of the computers all day, we have the headsets right next to our heads, in addition to the television and going home using the cordless phone as well. So, I mean, are there any predictions? Is this like the next tobacco scam?
Yeah, it will be. You see, what's happening here is today, the problem with this is that it's invisible. You know, so people, you know, they, with cigarettes, you know, you can see, okay, there's smoke, there's fire, okay, there's something, or food, there's toxins in it, maybe you can taste the chemicals. This is invisible. So people just aren't aware of it, unless they, you know, really take the trouble to read up on it. Most people don't. The information isn't out there.
Mm-hmm.
A magazine, a newspaper, or a television program today that would air the truth on this would get slammed for advertising. You know, the
right.
telecommunication industry would just hit them so hard and withdraw advertising that they won't publicize it. But so people aren't aware of it. Now, the thing about the damage that's done is it takes time. Like cancer, for example, usually takes, you know, 20 years to develop. From the time you first start doing whatever it is that's causing the damage, it might be 10, 15, 20 years before the cancer develops. Now, these phones, especially the high-powered ones, haven't been out that long. So what's going to happen is 10, 15 years from now, it's all going to hit the fan. All the stuff, people are going to start having the damage, by which time it's going to be too late because, you know, a lot of people use cell phones.
What are some of the side effects, you know, maybe even some side effects that we may be experiencing but not linked to cell phones?
Not linked to cell phones.
Some that we don't link to cell phones. You know, we may have...
Oh, I see. Okay, well, not being able to sleep well at night. Getting colds and things like that, or the flu, and then it takes you, you know, like 4 or 5 weeks to get better instead of a week. Chronic headaches, trouble remembering things, short-term memory loss, confusion. Car accident.
Now, let me ask you, hold on, you said short-term memory loss. I remember reading something that said that it was a test done, as a matter of fact, by Henry Lai or Lai from the
yes.
University of Washington.
Yes, he worked
in the
he's one of the
department.
Leading experts.
He said that he's definitely linked cell phone usage to diminish long-term memory.
Yeah, that too. Well, when I say short-term memory loss, is for instance when you're driving a car,
right.
You just saw a hazard on the left, and then you're on the phone, and then you forgot it immediately, and then it happened to be a Mack truck, you
right.
know, and it crashes into you. But long-term memory also, I mean, all cerebral functions.
Right. And so
all cerebral functions. I mean, when you're using a cell phone,
mm-hmm.
And you got it against your ear, you're frying your brain. Basically,
period.
it just radiates right in there. Now, if you're doing that 20 times a day, every day, you can imagine the long term damage it's caused.
As a matter of fact, and I've said this before in the public, that I've never ever been one to get headaches, migraines, or anything like that. And maybe sometime within the last year, because I've only had a cell phone for approximately a little bit over a year. And
yeah.
I started to get like a severe, I can't call it a migraine because I don't really know how a migraine feels, but my head would hurt pretty bad. My head
yeah.
would hurt, maybe after like say 15 or 20 minutes speaking on the cell phone, my head would hurt really bad and it would feel sort of heated. And so what I would do,
Well, heated, there's a thermal effect.
And so I said to myself, well, you know, listening to other people, oh, that's in your mind. And so I would switch the cell phone to the other side of my head, and same thing, same exact thing.
Exactly. Well, there you go. And I mean, you know, there's some scientists out there who feel that cell phones should have warning labels on them. I mean, look what they do on cigarettes. Huh? You got these warnings. Cigarettes cause cancer. Cigarettes cause heart disease. Cigarettes will damage your baby if you're a pregnant woman. Huge warnings. Because they've determined that cigarettes cause cancer. Well, look, it's been determined that cell phones can cause cancer. Why aren't there any warnings on the labels of these things?
Right.
Well, it's to protect the industry. Because if there were warnings, if the public knew how dangerous they were, they wouldn't be so eager to buy them. It's just a fad, you know. The cell phones are just a fad. It's an addiction. Look, we survived for a long time without cell phones. You know, you got to make a phone call, go to a phone booth. What's the big deal?
They practically eliminated them.
Yeah, I know, because of the cell phone.
Right.
Because it's a very profitable industry. It makes a lot of money. The line phones with wires, you know, and normal telephones and telephone booths, they don't make a whole lot of money for the phone company. But these things, I mean, they're expensive, They charge you a lot of money for that, and but it's just a fad. It's an addiction. You don't need to take a phone call when you're on the beach or when you're on the toilet. You know, it's just not necessary.
Right.
So
right.
It's become more like a consumer fad, an addiction. Also like fast food and many other things that are not good for you, and they make a lot of money out of it, and that's really the issue. It's the money.
Right. Now, are you familiar with the Carlo Institute or Dr. George Carlo?
Yes.
Could you speak on some of his findings?
Well, he and he's recently deceased, a doctor called Dr. Cherry in New Zealand, and Carlo and other scientists, and the guy you mentioned there at University of Washington, Chinese scientist, they've been studying this for years, and they've come up with some very disturbing findings, but they are prevented from making them public. There was a guy also, his name escapes me right now, who was working for one of the really big cell phone companies, and he was in the course of doing his work, he discovered also a lot of very dangerous things. He went to his superiors. He said, "Look, we got to do something. We got to change this technology. It's dangerous." So, of course, they fired him. And so he wrote a book. I think his book is called Cell Phone, and exposed everything that he'd found. Well, that book has been banned in America. I know it's off the market. It was only on the market for a few months, and then it was withdrawn. Again, the power of telecommunications industry.
Right. It's back out in the libraries now.
Yeah, you can get it. You can get it. You can get it off the internet. And I mean, if you just read these studies, and you got any sense at all, you can see very clearly that they are definitely dangerous, and they're doing a lot of damage.
Right. Let me read something, Dan. It's maybe about three lines, and I'm going to ask for your comment on this. And I can actually provide the reference for this as well. It says, quote, "Limiting the exposure of military personnel would have an impact on many of the national defense systems. The problem is the head in the sand mentality. This approach to don't know, don't tell has proven dangerous in the past to both civilians and military personnel. New Swedish research shows that the radiation from mobile phones might make it easier for poison to penetrate into the brain. The findings could explain the diseases that American soldiers who have participated in high-tech warfare are suffering from. The unexplained symptoms of American soldiers of the Kuwait War are suspected to link to the medication they took against nerve gas. The microwaves surrounding soldiers in high-tech warfare could have opened the blood-brain barrier, and the medication penetrated into the brain." Now, could you speak on this blood-brain barrier?
Well, that's self-explanatory right there. What happens is this. The blood-brain barrier is very it's very precise, and it's like a one-way valve. The brain will only allow things in from the blood circulation that are good for it, nutrients, and oxygen, basically. That's what it's made for. Now, you've always got toxins circulating in your blood, metabolic waste as they're on their way out your kidneys, or to be sweated out or to be moved out by your lymph system. So you've always got toxins in your blood, and the brain doesn't let them in. This is our natural biological function. So what happens is, when you use cell phones, that very high frequency, that jackhammer effect on your brain and the capillaries, which are very small, it kind of shakes things up, and it overrides the natural barrier there between your blood and your brain, and it allows toxins, toxic waste, poisons to pass through the bloodstream into the brain. And once they get into the brain, they collect there, they accumulate, and when they get to a certain critical mass, they'll cause brain problems, brain damage.
Wow. So this
now, that's the direct effect of the high frequencies that are the brain is exposed to when you put a cell phone against your skull.
Right. So how about those people who are constantly using cell phones, and they say, you know what, they're fine, they're not having any problems. Are some people immune and others not?
No, I don't think anyone's immune. First of all, many people do have problems. Headaches, insomnia, depression, and they go to the doctor and they take pharmaceutical drugs for them. And they just don't associate it with the cell phone because they don't want to. There's a lot of denial out there. So I don't think it's true that no one is immune to it. This is some people are more sensitive to the damage that's being done and are able to pick up on it. Now, you're a good example. You said you never had headaches before, and then you started using a cell phone, and you associated that with the time since you've been using the cell phone. But a lot of people would not. They just say, oh, I got headaches. I'll go and take a painkiller. And they do that for a few years, and they forget about their headaches. And they're continuing to do damage with their cell phones, and they're doing damage to themselves with the pharmaceutical drugs. So anyone who is denying that they're having a problem from the cell phones and they use it a lot, I think it's just a matter of time,
right,
before they'll start to realize.
Yeah, this is interesting because, you know, and we're here to talk about EMF today. Yet we are bombarded with so many things. It's unfortunate because you're right. Most people, I'm not going to say most people, many people may not be in tune with their body, you know, because they eat everything anyway.
Right.
And now you have the addition of something like an invisible carcinogen or DNA damager. It's I just can't imagine, you know,
what that does is it makes the damage from everything else worse. Like we just talked about, the fact that using cell phones and being exposed to phone towers near where you live or where you work,
right,
will allow toxic substances to pass from the blood into the brain. Now, you know, where are the toxic substances coming from? Well, a lot of the chemicals are coming from preservatives, pesticides, chemical drugs, which people are taking anyway, and were never good for you. But now, this microwave technology is allowing that those poisons to pass into the brain, whereas normally, you know, maybe your body would excrete them or excrete most of them.
Right. I mean, and you know, you mentioned damaging or having an effect on the nucleus, which of course will have an effect on the DNA. So then now we're talking about possible chromosomal damage. I mean, does that mean that we can possibly pass off adverse genes?
Absolutely. Because, you know, when you're exposed to, let's say, microwave radiation from a phone tower or, you know, other electromagnetic radiation, high-tension power lines, transformers, computers, your whole body's irradiated. That includes the sexual glands and the sexual cells, the semen and the eggs and the ovaries, and the DNA damage, obviously. If there's damage to the DNA in the sexual cells, it's going to be passed on to the next generation. And then, yeah, who knows what's going to happen.
Wow.
It's really irresponsible. And it's, you know, you think your government agencies are supposed to protect the public from these things, but they're so influenced by corporate politics now and the massive amounts of money that these industries have that they're not doing the job. So really, it's, you know, like I say in my book, consumer beware. It's up to the individual to educate themselves about these hazards and protect themselves and their family. Now, there are some devices out there you can get to protect yourself and your house from some of these sources of microwave radiation. There's a lot of stuff out there that's junk, too, but some of the items do work.
Could you give us an example?
Well, I've looked at a lot of this stuff, and the ones that I've found that work the best are made by a company here in Australia called Tesla's Innovative Technology. They're made from titanium, and they've been the titanium has been molecularly altered so that they become transceivers. What they do is they receive a very, very, let's just say it's a form of light energy. Comes in, and then they transmit it outward to the person wearing it or to the phone on which they're attached or to the house in which they are placed or the car, and they alter They alter the aggravating, annoying, chaotic frequency and waveforms from the microwave into something that's biologically compatible with a human being. So as long as you're wearing one of these things on your body, or you have one attached to your phone, or you have one of these little plates on your computer, or one in your house, they're different sizes, different functions. The people around in that household, or you yourself, will not be damaged by these abnormal frequencies, because these plates, which are, like I said, they're transceivers, they transform the waves coming in into something that doesn't damage the body. And, you know, as long as we're going to have this sort of thing around, you need to do something to protect yourself, or you need to stop using my cell phones. Get rid of all your microwave ovens. Make sure your house isn't near a big power line. Basically, move into a cave in the Himalaya. But if you're going to be living in a big city, even if you don't use cell phones, you're going to be using computers. You've got TVs in the house. So you got to do something to protect yourself, or you're going to have problems.
Now, I don't know if you can tell us this. What is it about the element titanium that diverts...
Well, you know, this, all of this stuff, including electric power lines, it all came from Nikola Tesla. He was the real genius of the 20th century. I mean, he made Edison, Thomas Edison, look like a kindergarten student. And there was a lot of controversy. I mean, first of all, he came from Eastern Europe, and there was a bit of conflict there between, you know, the patriotic American way, Tom Edison, and this foreigner, Nikola Tesla. But Tesla really, I mean, he invented a lot of the things that we now take for granted. Alternating current, which powers all the electrical grid on the planet. And many other things. He invented, he had more patents, I think, than any other scientist ever. Now, over time, he realized that some of the technology that he'd released to our world was going to do damage to human beings. So he started working on a few things that would serve as antidotes. Anyway, without going into too much detail about Nikola Tesla, I mean, there's books out there about him. He did develop a technology, a kind of a machine, a device, which could change the atomic structure of pure metal, such as titanium. Or gold, or silver, or platinum, for example. They had to be one of what's known as noble metals. And then they would become what's known as a transceiver. Transceiver of what? What is a transceiver? Well, a transceiver is something that receives and transmits. And it's receiving a form of light energy, okay, that comes in from beyond the planet. And it's very friendly to bioenergy, and it's transmitted through the metal that's been altered, and it changes negative energy. So why titanium of all the metals? Well, titanium has a molecular structure very similar to the molecular structure of human bone. And, you know, the bones are our antennas. They're our framework. They're crystalline structures in our body. Our bones are sensitive to vibrations and to energies. They have a crystal structure of their own. Now, the crystalline structure of titanium is very similar to human bone. So that is why titanium was chosen for these particular products. And like I said, it's altered through this testnet technology so that it becomes it's like an antenna, really.
Right.
It picks up this energy that comes at you or into your phone or through your computer, and it alters it into a form that's biocompatible with the human energy system. Very simple, really. There's no wires, no electric cords or anything to it. They're quite beautiful, actually. And they're different shapes and sizes for different functions.
Now, why is this technology not... Well, first of all, does this technology have a proven track record, or...?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Okay.
It's been tested with high-tech equipment. It's been tested with kinesiology. I don't know if you're familiar with kinesiology, but mm-hmm. kinesiology is a sort of a muscle testing thing you can do on people, like, for instance, using a phone that's not protected with a plate, and then afterwards, when it is. Kinesiology is really almost infallible when it's done properly. It's been tested by psychics who can see auras. It's been tested by high-tech meters. It's been tested by Kirlian photography. If you're familiar with the Kirlian photography, you can take a picture of the human aura. So there have been many, many tests done on these devices. And like I said, I myself have been looking into this sort of thing for years now because I have a personal interest in this sort of, I consider it a sort of a pollution.
Right.
And so since I write books about these things, I have I've looked into a lot of it. So in my own personal research, you know, I mean, if people take my work as being reliable, I can say it's passed the test of Daniel Reed.
Okay. Understood.
But, you know, almost anyone can test it for themselves. Get one of these devices and you put it on your phone or you put it on your computer and then you see how you feel when it's on and when you take it off. It's pretty clear, actually.
Right. Actually, you're right about that because when I started to notice the cell phone damage in terms of the adverse effects on my body, what I did was I purchased a radiation absorber. It didn't absorb all of the radiation, but it absorbed. It claimed to have been able to absorb at least 60%, but my headaches disappeared. But the device, it didn't last that long. I guess there's a certain amount of wear and tear on it. Maybe
no, they don't last. The other devices, you know, they have expiry dates. Some of them are good for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them from a couple of years, but they get weaker.
Mm-hmm.
But these devices are good for life.
Okay.
They work. So, I mean, you know, you can try one. Get yourself one of these titanium buttons for your cell phone. They're not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And put it on there and, you know, seeing is believing. Feeling is believing. Test it on yourself.
Right. Okay. And for your, how about for your home?
Well, for the home, there's, for example, there's something called a house plate, which is, you know, it's quite a bit larger. It's about 5-6 inches across. Got 14 sides. They're kind of dome shaped, and you put that in the house. It will protect the house from magnetic radiation from power lines,
mm-hmm.
phone towers, television transmission,
right.
and other forms of electromagnetic radiation that might affect the home. It covers about 1 acre.
You said these are lifetime devices, so does that
Yeah,
mean
they're lifetime.
So
now, there's another thing, too, about these devices that are different. You see, we have another thing happening now. There's lots of stuff happening. One thing is that the frequency, the vibrational frequency of the entire planet is going up. This is known as the Schumann resonance. I read about it in my books. It was at 7.8 hertz for the last 50 million years or something. But in the last 10, 15 years, it's been going up. The planet is raising its frequency. That's a whole other issue, which has to do with the planet cleansing itself. But what I'm trying to say is that a lot of the devices that are out there now that claim to protect you from electromagnetic radiation cannot go beyond the original vibrational frequency of the planet, which is 7.8, what it was before. These devices keep pace with the change in the planet's frequency. So as this frequency goes up, this Schumann resonance, these plates adjust. They keep adjusting themselves automatically. And therefore, they are always functional. No matter how much the frequency of the planet itself changes, they adjust to it, and then they continue to work for you. They also adjust themselves to your own personal energy field. For example, the pendant that you wear over your thymus gland will adjust themselves to your personal frequency signature so that they will become only adaptable to you. The personal pendants can't be shared with other people.
Right.
So it's almost like this energy has an intelligence of some sort. It's quite remarkable. And like I said, my wife and I have been using them now for about a year, and we're very happy with them.
Let me ask you two questions, Dan. One, you said it's warranted because, you know, you travel quite frequently.
Yeah.
So I'll ask the questions just in case someone else out there is going to ask. When you say it's warranted, does that mean that just in case it stops working for whatever reason, that the device will be replaced? And also, why is the device worn specifically around the thymus?
Well, that's the one device. It's a personal pendant. It's worn around the thymus because the thymus gland is your central... that's headquarters of your immune system. It's also right over your heart. Okay, that's where your consciousness and your awareness is. And it is also the center of your acupuncture grid. So when this plate is worn over the thymus gland, it will transmit its energy into the thymus area, and from there it will spread through the meridian system throughout the whole body. So it protects your, you know, it gives you a protective energy that runs through your whole acupuncture grid through your body. Now, when you're flying on an airplane, for example, these days, there's been a lot of solar flare activity lately, and people keep up on these things, notice that there's a lot of talk about sun flares, and this is causing a lot of increase in the radiation to which people are exposed when they're flying in jets. So you can get something like what they call a travel plate or a car plate, and when you're on an airplane, you just put it under you, sit on it, okay, and that will kind of run energy through your whole body that will protect you from the damage from the radiation that you're exposed to in an airplane. Now, according to what I've read, due to the increase in solar flares and the nature of all the radar and in the airplane itself, flying for 2 hours is equivalent to one standard medical x-ray. So if you take a flight that's 10 hours, you've just had 5 x-rays. Now, you can imagine for frequent flyers, businessmen who fly, you know, 6-7 times a month, and they're taking 8-10 hour flights. Well, an 8-10 hour flight is 4 to 5 x-rays, the equivalent of that much radiation in your body. So if you're carrying one of these plates, sitting on it while you're flying, you're going to be protecting your body from that sort of radiation. It's going to make a big difference to your health.
And on the, can you speak on the warranty?
The warranty? Well, look, I've been working with this company and I'm interested in it. I'm doing research on it. You'd have to communicate directly with them on the warranty.
Okay.
As far as I know, they guarantee their products.
And so
I know they've had some people who say, "Oh, it doesn't work. I didn't notice anything," and they've sent them back and they've covered it. But I mean, it's hard to say, isn't it?
Right.
The best thing to do is to study up on it and see what the information that they provide.
Mm-hmm.
And there are tests which can be done in the home with these products to see the difference in how you feel and when they're in and when they're not in.
Right.
So really, most people who use these things are very happy with them. They've had so many testimonials, and it's made such a difference. It's really good, especially for children and teenagers. They wear these personal pendants. They have different ones designed for young children and for teenagers, and it really improves their performance in school. It calms them down. They have less problem with all sorts of things that normally bother young people.
Right. So for someone that is interested in this device, how would they go about getting information or finding out how they can get their hands on one?
Well, they can contact... See, this company is located here in Australia, and they can contact the people that I work with if they like. I'm traveling a lot, so I'm not dealing with it directly. You can put them in touch with my friend Walter. I think you have his contact.
Right.
And they can arrange for information. They can arrange for orders to come by mail. They send these products all over the world. They're only made here in Australia right now.
Okay. Understood. So if somebody
so you have the information there on the website and there. So if you'd like to refer your readers to them, or your listeners, you can let them contact through those connections.
Okay.
You won't find them for sale in shops, I can tell you that.
Understood, definitely. And so hopefully what we've discussed today will help to shed light and also possibly even bring more clarity to this cell phone issue, because there are many people out there that think that cell phone radiation really is not either not strong enough, not significant enough, or just not a reality in terms of damaging our DNA or our cells.
Well, you know, they said that about a lot of things.
Right.
You know, a lot of pharmaceutical drugs come out, you know,
like
about
Vioxx.
Half of them end up being recalled.
Right.
So when they first come out, it's the miracle drug, it's the answer, it's a cure, and then they find out it's giving people other problems, causing side effects, cancer, infertility, blah, blah, blah. Food additives, aspartame, for example.
Right.
You know, we've got there in the diet soft drinks, deadly dangerous stuff. And it's coming out now, what it does to people. And so it's the same thing with the microwave.
Right.
It's what it really is, the issue. There is no issue regarding the hazard. That's been proven. It's out there. But the issue is that it's a big money maker. I think it's like $50 billion a year industry now, and they say it's going to double in 5 years. That's $100 billion. A lot of money. And the only reason it's making that kind of money is because there's no control over it. You can sell it anywhere. You don't have to put a warning on the label. You can use any kind of frequency you want. You can keep jacking up the frequency to more and more dangerous levels so you can have more functions. And so instead of, you know, these phones now, they're not just phones. You can take pictures with them. You can send SMS messages. You can use them for faxes. Is this really necessary? It's not. It's a fad. And it's something that will pass, because the fact is, they're dangerous. And that will come out, because more and more people are going to get damaged by it, and it's just a matter of time. It's the same with cigarettes, you know?
Right.
It just took some time from people to realize what's happening, and then some control will come over it. But right now, it's better for people to be aware of what's going on and try to take some measures to protect themselves. Personally, I don't use a cell phone. My wife uses one, but she's got one of these titanium buttons on it. When she uses somebody else's phone that's not protected, she gets headaches.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this, Dan. For people who are definitely going to move forward with this, but also, you know, just like when you're cleansing, just like when your body's been damaged from junk foods, you have to kind of like pull out these toxins. Is there any way that you know of, or any natural nutrients that you know of, that can actually pull radiation out of your body?
Well, yes. First of all, you got to stop irradiating yourself. The first step is to stop exposing yourself for a period of time. I mean, the body is quite remarkable in its ability to heal itself. Then you've got to expose yourself to some healing energy, because this is an energy problem. It's not just it's not a chemical problem. So you've got to do some energy work. There's lots of kind of energy therapies out there. Some of these plates, for example, what they have a plate called a practitioner's plate for healers, and even some of the other plates, like the house plate and the car plate, can be. So once you've stopped exposing yourself, these plates can be for healers, and even some of the other plates, like the house plate and the car plate, can be used for healing purposes, for a damaged energy system. So once you've stopped exposing yourself, These plates can be used to sweep the aura, sweep the energy field. You can or put them under your bed, and over time they will correct. These plates, the energy field, like the house, even some of the other plates, even some of the plates like the house plates. Example, what they call, they have a plate called a practitioner's plate for healers, and even some of the other plates, like the house, even some of the other plates, like the house plate and the car plate, can be used. Can be used for healing purposes for a damaged energy system. So once you've damaged energy system, these plates can be used. To sweep the aura, sweep the energy field. You can sleep, put them under your bed. Some of these plates, for example, what they call energy work, there's lots of kind of energy therapy problems. So you've got to do some energy work. There's lots of kind of energy. It's not a chemical problem. So you've got to do some energy work. There's lots of kind of energy therapies out there. They have a plate called a practitioner's plate for healers. And even some of the other used for healing purposes, for a damaged energy system. So once you've healing purposes for a damaged plate, like the house plate and the car, so once you've stopped exposing yourself, it can be used for healing purposes for a damaged energy system. So once you've stopped exposing yourself, you can sleep on them. Sweep the aura. What they call energy work. There's lots of kind of energy therapies out there. It's not a chemical problem. So you've got to do some energy work. There's lots of kind of energy therapies out there. Some of these plates, for example, these plates can be used to sweep the aura, sweep the energy field, can be used to stop exposing yourself. Even some of the other plates, like the house plate and the car plate, can be used for healing purposes, for a damaged energy system. So is quite remarkable in its ability to heal itself. Then you've got to expose yourself to some healing energy, because this is an energy problem for a period of time. I mean, the body is quite remarkable in its ability to heal itself. Then, first of all, you got to stop irradiating yourself. The first step is to stop exposing yourself for a period of time. I mean, the body is quite remarkable in its ability to heal itself. Then you've got to expose the problem. It's not just it's not a chemical problem. Energy work. Some of these plates, for example, they have a plate called a practitioner's plate for healers. They have a plate called a practitioner's plate for healers. And even some of the other plates, like the house plate and the car plate, can be used for healing purposes, for a damaged energy system. These plates can be used to, they will correct the damage. Even some of the other plates, like the house plate and the car plate, for example, they have a plate called a practitioner's, even some of the other plates, like the house plate, car plate, can be used. Energy therapies out there. Some of these plates, for example, what they call, they have a plate called a practitioner's plate for healers, and even like the house plate and the car, and even called, they have a plate out there. Some of these plates, what they call, they have a plate. So you've got to do some energy work. There's lots of kind of energy therapies out there. Some of these plates, for example, what they call these plates, Some of the other plates, like the house plate and the car plate, can be used for healing purposes, for a damaged energy system. So once you've stopped exposing yourself